Hey, good morning.
Hello, Mr. George. Good morning. How's it going?
Pretty good, man. I decided I'm gonna do a bankruptcy.
Why is that, Mr. George?
I don't know, man. One thing is I'm gonna have to make this car payment again. So if I do the bankruptcy, that's included in the whole deal, the car
But then
payment.
it's going to be more difficult for you to get out of the bankruptcy to start credit once again. I mean, you can't
I
take the
don't know.
last option, you know. You got this is one step before that. You got to give yourself an opportunity, you know. You're not it's not like you're really in a bad standings, you know. It's just the fact that we need to improve the credit, you know, so you can have better opportunities, Mr. Green. Otherwise, what's going to happen? The bankruptcy is still going to be showing up on your credit as well, right?
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I never even thought about a refugee before, so.
Well, the bankruptcies do show up on your credit score, and that's one of the things that lenders actually look at, you know. And I mean here with the with your credit, you know, like we had seen, we did have some negative elements, some charge-offs, but we also have some positive accounts, you know, that are showing up on your credit score. Your credit score is at a 586. Like I mentioned, it's not like you're at the lowest. You know, you can still do this, sir, you know, and like I mentioned, we can give you the option to go ahead and get you started with the 1295, you know. Give yourself an opportunity and see what we can do for you, and you definitely see that this is correct, you know, the right program for you, sir.
Man, you got me
Like
all wishy-washy now. Let's see. Hold on a minute.
look,
Let's see if
what
this thing is going to take that $12 payment to take.
okay, all right.
I'm gonna unlock the car right now.
Okay. You let me know whenever you're ready so I can go ahead and process that the 1295.
All right, you should be able to take that payment now.
All righty. So I'm just going to go ahead and read the credit card disclosure, sir, for you once again. It says here we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment to be charged today. Standard procedures dictate that the card resulting in a decline will be a subject to the reattempt for an enrollment, as well as we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Okay. All righty. So give me a second. Now, do you have something to write down on and with, sir?
No,
Okay. All righty, sir. So congratulations. I was able to go ahead and process this initial payment for you the day of today. So welcome to the Credit Pros. Now you let me know whenever you're ready to write down, okay? I'm still here with you, okay?
Gutting shit. I'm doing that. I don't want to do the business. I'm gonna do it. Right, did that go through for you?
Yes, I'm gonna go ahead and give you our information, sir.
All right, go ahead.
All right. So our customer service phone number, for the Credit Pros,
Right.
it would be 973
Okay.
233.
Mm-hmm.
4388.
Okay, now this is what is the name of the program?
This is the customer service for the Credit Pros.
Okay, that's the name of the company,
Oh,
Credit Pro.
yes. Correct. All right.
Okay.
I'm also gonna go ahead and give you your client ID number.
Right.
It would be 7720 77.
772077.
Yes, that would be your client ID number here at the Credit Pros.
All right.
Okay. In case you have any questions or doubts, sir, you can always go ahead and give us a call there at the number that I gave you, and that would be the client ID number. Now, let me ask you, do you have access to your email?
Yeah.
Okay, you should have received an email, and on there it says welcome to the Credit Pros. Go ahead and open that up, and it should have a link on there for a client portal. Click on there, and then you let me know what you see.
All right. Okay, it says, "Welcome to the Credit Pros by
Yes.
George."
Do you see a link on there where it says client portal?
Hold on a minute. Let me get back to it here. Client ID, client success team. Is that link where it says 800-411-3050 support at Credit Pros?
It should say to log into your client portal.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Go ahead and click on that link for the client portal.
Welcome to Credit Pros, Ohio Information Statement. In the course and scope of business, okay, so what am I doing in there?
What are you actually seeing at this moment?
It says, "We're online. How may I help you?" And then there's some reading I got to do here. Ohio Information Statement, right under Ohio
Yes,
Law Chapter
that's basically
4712, Ohio Credit Services Organization Act.
That's basically the program that we have spoke to you about. If you go ahead and scroll down, it should say, I agree, and then go to the next step for me, please.
Man, that's a lot of stuff to read there, buddy. Okay, so let's see, canceling contract. You guys are in Florida?
Yes, West Palm Beach, Florida.
Okay, notice the right to cancel.
Meaning you can cancel at any time, sir.
Pardon me?
Meaning that you can cancel at any time. These programs don't have any contracts or anything like that.
Okay, so what do I want to do
Go scroll down, and then it should allow you to go to the next step.
how does the credit pro protect my personal information?
Yes, you got to verify your information that you gave me there, sir, just to verify, that I spelled everything correct, and
I've
all
even
of that.
collect your personal information. Why can't I limit all sharing? What happens when I limit my sharing for an account? I would join you with someone else. Only sign of return if you intend on canceling. Credit pros. Those are right, cancel. Please sign agreement. George Greer, I have agreed to the terms of this agreement. Next step. So it says reset, select a password.
Yeah, you gotta create one.
Okay, I already have a password for my email.
No, not for your email, but that's for your client portal.
Okay, you don't need to remember this password.
You could maybe
It'll
try the
be
same
stored
one.
through Google Password Managers. Say again.
I say you can maybe try the same one.
Yeah.
Once you got to the last step where it says, let's do this, or let's get started, you let me know, okay?
All right. It's got a password in here that I would like to remove.
Okay.
So do I hit cancel on that or what?
I believe you can't erase it.
I'm not seeing a way to erase it. I'm tapping it right now. And it's not going anywhere. I chose a username. But I want to do my own password so I can remember it. So I'm going to hit cancel and see what happens.
I believe you can erase it.
Yeah. Okay, here. Okay. Now it says here, where do you live? You got that information all in there, Columbus, Ohio. Next step. Let's see. Choose the items you would like us to dispute. We will assist you in removing questionable, updated, incorrect information, hurting your credit. Simply click OK. Got it to proceed. Or choose your dispute reasons on the right. Man, you got everything down here that I owe, so.
If you need a little bit more time, you know, you
man,
can
I
always.
Got a lot of stuff here, buddy.
That's why I'm saying, if you need a little bit more time, you can go ahead and do this. You know, once we go to the next step, I mean, you don't have to complete this step at this moment. Or if you want to speak to somebody about this, you can also do that.
No, everything looks okay.
Okay. So, Mr. Greer, once again, congratulations on taking the first step towards joining, you know, the credit pros and having a better standing. What I'm going to go ahead and do at this moment, sir, is I'm going to go ahead and get you connected to an auto credit advisor, ACE, who is going to be verifying that I enter all the information correctly, and that would only take 2 minutes of your time, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Pleasure speaking to you, Mr. Greer, and you have a wonderful rest of your week.
All right, you bet. Thanks.